Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Today is October 14th, 2018. This is the special report section, where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special predictive report on Jupiter's transit in Scorpio, analyzed for its effects on each rising sign chart. But before beginning, a little reminder to viewers to please help out covering the costs of keeping this weekly report going. Even a few bucks helps. Just click on the link at the end of the video to make your donation. Thanks. Jupiter enters sidereal Scorpio on October 11, 2018. Jupiter takes about a year to transit through a sign in the zodiac. It will stay in Scorpio until early November 2019. Jupiter is one of the natural benefic planets in Vedic astrology because most of its significations are beneficial. Jupiter represents the principle of increase and of opportunity. Jupiter is the planet of hope, optimism, confidence. Jupiter is also belief, therefore religion. Jupiter is truth, justice, and law. Jupiter is the planet of prosperity and wealth. From October 11th, 2018 until November 4th, 2019, we will have the significations of Jupiter manifesting through the filter of Scorpio. Scorpio is one of the water signs. Water signs are based in the emotions. Scorpio has a fixed quality, thus fixed emotions. This makes Scorpio intense and passionate. Scorpio is particularly good at secrets, having secrets, finding secret knowledge, and knowing others' secrets. It is the sign of investigation and research and psychology. Scorpio likes to have influence, to have power. Scorpio acquires power by making alliances with others and knowing others' secrets. So what do we get when we combine the energy of Jupiter with the significations of Scorpio? It's the planet of truth in the sign of secrets and investigations. Great for investigations and research. The planet of beliefs and religion, now manifesting through the sign of deep feelings, so a lot of passion for religion and beliefs. Scorpio's talent for acquiring power by forming alliances, combined with Jupiter's signification of a confidence and belief, will help to power up all ideological groups with an axe to grind. Some of this may not be entirely above board. Scorpio is also the sign of secret actions, secret alliances, and therefore secret societies, even conspiracies. How will Jupiter in Scorpio manifest in your personal chart? A lot depends on which house of your chart gets affected. First thing to remember is that Jupiter increases, enlarges, or enhances whatever sector of your chart that it is transiting through, and whatever it influences by its aspects. Thus, the affairs of that house in your chart will increase in some way. Mostly this is good, but sometimes it works in ways that you may not want. For example, the planet of expansion in the first house of the body can lead to gaining weight. Jupiter's effects will be even stronger if you have natal planets in sidereal Scorpio, or opposite in Taurus, which will receive the direct aspect of Jupiter. Let's see if I can find an example. Aha! Here's somebody we've all heard about, Donald Trump. He's got a lot happening in his natal chart, both in Scorpio and in Taurus. Watch how the transit of Jupiter affects him over the coming months. Oh, and one thing to be careful of. As the planet of confidence and increase, Jupiter's influence can result in overconfidence. In other words, the rose-colored glasses scenario. Therefore, be careful of a lack of realism. So, in the case of Mr. Trump, we can expect even more unwarranted optimism than his usual style. Now I'll go through the zodiac and describe what to expect for each of the 12 rising sign charts. If you are new to this YouTube channel, please be aware that Vedic astrology uses the sidereal zodiac, the one you can see with your naked eyes. If you are referring to your Western astrology chart, which uses the tropical zodiac, you have to subtract 24 degrees from your chart positions to get the sidereal positions. If you are Aries rising, Jupiter will be transiting in your 8th house for the next 12 months. The planet of wealth and increase in the 8th house of the partner's wealth indicates that your spouse, or business partner if you have one, will be doing pretty well. The 8th house is financial arrangements in general. Jupiter is the planet of opportunity. This could work in your favor if you are, for instance, applying for a bank loan. The 8th house is the house of esoteric knowledge, the metaphysical, and the occult. Jupiter, the planet of wisdom, in this sector, can help you in the pursuit of spiritual wisdom. For Taurus rising people, Jupiter in Scorpio puts the planet of opportunity in your 7th house of one-on-one relationships. Traditionally, this represents an opportunity for marriage. If already married, Jupiter, the planet of benefit and encouragement, will help keep the relationship on a positive, upbeat note. The 7th house is the house of distant places. Jupiter, the planet of increase in the 7th house, increases potential for deals in distant places. From its transit in the 7th house, Jupiter sends its beneficial energy back to the ascendant, which is you. So you'll be basking in the light of the great benefic for the next 12 months. If you have Gemini as your rising sign, Jupiter is transiting in your 6th house, putting the planet of opportunity in your house of employment. So, if you were thinking of applying for a new job, now is the time to make your move. Jupiter is the planet of conciliation. In the house of solving problems, Jupiter's sense of justice is helpful in resolving disputes. The 6th house is also the house of health and disease. Jupiter is the energy of increase. This can be problematic. Sometimes Jupiter's transit here can bring an increase or return of a disease. In any case, the planet of wisdom in the house of health suggests the wise thing to do would be to go get a checkup. For Cancer rising people, Jupiter in Scorpio puts the planet of opportunity in your 5th house of romance. Could be that a romantic affair is on the horizon. Jupiter is also the planet of wisdom. It's called Guru in India. And the 5th house is teachers and teachings, as well as spiritual practice. So this is a good opportunity for getting more from your spiritual practice. The planet of increase in the house of children traditionally gets interpreted as another child on the way. In any case, Jupiter in the 5th house benefits your kids and helps to make your interaction with them more enjoyable during this transit. Leo rising charts have Scorpio as the 4th house sign, so Jupiter will be transiting in your house of home, domestic life, security, stability, and mother. Jupiter is the principle of enlargement. In the 4th house of home, it can add to your home. In other words, this is good for property enhancement. Sometimes it manifests as actually acquiring and moving to a new home. It can also bring an addition to your household, for instance, getting a new roommate. The 4th house represents your other assets as well, including your car. Jupiter transiting through your 4th house can manifest as acquiring a new vehicle. Virgo rising people have Jupiter transiting in their 3rd house, the house of everyday operations, skills and talents, and making efforts. The planet of opportunity in the house of everyday activities brings more opportunities in your daily routines. Jupiter is the planet of excess. Sometimes this manifests as a lot of running around, too much daily business. Jupiter is the energy of optimism. In the third house of efforts, it provides encouragement for your initiative. Jupiter transiting in the house of skills and talents is a good time to upgrade or acquire some new skills. If you are Libra rising, you get the planet of increase in your second house of money. Often this transit results in an uptick in your income, but it's also the planet of increase in your house of materiality. So there will be plenty of opportunity to spend your money on acquiring more stuff. The second house is your family. Jupiter's beneficial energy here is good for family relations. Since it's the planet of wisdom in the second house of speech, Jupiter encourages you to pronounce your wisdom by speaking to others. For Scorpio rising people, Jupiter will be transiting in your ascendant for the next 12 months. The planet of opportunity in the house of self shows up as opportunities across the board. The only problem with this is you try to jump on every potential that shows up, resulting in getting spread too thin, and thus getting exhausted with nothing accomplished. The first house is your body as a whole. Jupiter is the principle of enlargement. You could put on some weight during this transit. For Sagittarius rising people, Scorpio is the sign in the 12th house, the house of the subconscious, the unseen dimension, foreign lands, unknown people, humanitarian acts, meditation. Jupiter transiting here provides opportunities coming from left field, from strangers, and from unknown places. The 12th house is charity and volunteering. Jupiter is the planet of generosity. Time to donate to your favorite cause. The 12th house is also hidden actions. Jupiter, the planet of truth, especially in Scorpio, the sign of secrets and investigations, could incline you to engage in clandestine operations. For Capricorn rising charts, Jupiter transiting in Scorpio puts it in your 11th house, the house of accomplishment and reward. The planet of wealth, transiting in this sector, helps your bottom line by boosting profits. It's also the planet of increase, in your 11th house of goals and ambitions, raising your hopes and increasing aspirations. Jupiter's principle of enlargement in the house of friends and associates leads to an increase in your circle of acquaintances. If you are Aquarius rising, Jupiter is transiting in your 10th house, the house of career and professional activities. This transit leads to opportunities in your career or business. So the next 12 months is a time to plan for some expansion in this sector of your life. The 10th house is public actions, deeds in community. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs and philosophies. You will feel prompted to get out there and get involved in activities that benefit the community. And for Pisces rising charts with Scorpio in your 9th house, the planet of increase is transiting in your house of good fortune. So this sounds good just on general principles. It's also the planet of wisdom transiting in your 9th house of higher knowledge. So maybe it's time to take some college courses. Since Jupiter is opportunity, and the 9th house is long-distance travel, there's a high likelihood that at some point in the coming months, you'll be embarking on a journey. Jupiter influences the sign directly across from itself, as well as putting out a full-force aspect to the trine positions, in other words, the 5th and 9th signs from itself. Thus, during its transit in Scorpio, Jupiter will simultaneously be sending its energy to Taurus, Cancer, and Pisces. So check your natal chart for the positions of these signs, which houses they occupy. These areas of your life will also be receiving Jupiter's beneficence during the next 12 months. And now, before leaving, a short pitch for donations. It does take a lot of time and effort to put these videos together. I'm not just yakking in front of a camera. You can show your appreciation for what this YouTube channel does for you by donating a few bucks to the cause. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks. And until next week.